Last night, local police came and they took Huja away to the police station. So I hadn't heard from him. And at around 1:30 in the night, Huja called me because he needed his medicine for his liver problem. So several police came to my home to pick the medicine. I asked how long he will come home. He said it's about 24 hours. So according what they said, now is the time they are going to release him, but I still haven't received any phone call or seen him.
So you haven't heard anything at all. Are you worried that it may end up being more than 24 hours, that they might decide to hold him for a few days?
I don't know. From my perspective, I'm just waiting because it's a kind of my normal life. It happened very often, yeah. It's strange, right?
Are you able to tell us what your husband's role was in Cheng Guangcheng's escape? Did he actually help in that escape, or did he just meet him?
It's impossible for him to help him because the police are watching him around the clock 24 hours a day, nonstop, for about 7 years. So it's impossible.
So if the police are always watching, where did they meet?
Yeah, I can't tell how we met it, but it's a kind of surprise for us. We didn't know we can do it, but we just did.
Are you able to tell me what Cheng Guangcheng talked to your husband about? What did he say?
Talked about his experience while under house arrest, how he escaped, and he is also very worried about his family members.
Have you heard any information about his family at all, where they are?
His wife and daughter are still under strict house arrest. We don't know what's happening after his escaping. His nephew's home was hacked into by a local authority in the night. The nephew used a knife to fight against the thugs. Police station is looking for the nephew. According previous information, the nephew already reported to police and asking for protection. We don't know what's happening now.
Are you personally worried about his immediate family? What's going to happen to them? I mean, can anything be done to protect them?
We are very, very worried because Chen Guangcheng's wife was heavily beaten up several times, and her bones were broken. And we knew very clear what could happen. We couldn't reach to anyone in the family, so we just waiting and ask more attention from outside and ask the authority to solve the problem, to punish the persecutors who are persecuting the Chen Guangcheng and his family.
How do you, as the wife of a prominent dissident and campaigner, how do you cope with the sort of pressures that you're put under, wondering when your husband is going to be taken away by the police, what's going to happen to him? I mean, how do you deal with that?
It's my life. I have to. It's really difficult to answer this question because even now, police are waiting downstairs asking me to talk to them, but I don't want to talk to them anymore.
Is
So,
it dangerous for you to talk to us now?
yeah, lots of risks, but there's a term. If you have enough trouble, you don't mind whether you have a new one.